Leading pro-life org announces $80 million investment into midterms. By Catherine Hamilton on November 13, 2025. Leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony, SBA, Pro-Life America and Women Speak Out PAC, WSO, announced an $80 million investment on Wednesday into the 2026 midterm elections. The massive funding dump is aimed at retaining pro-life majorities in the U.S. House and Senate, with a focus on battleground states like Iowa, Georgia, Michigan, and North Carolina, the organization announced in a press release. SBA and WSO plan to make 4.5 million visits to voters at their homes in those states. All four states are Senate battlegrounds and contain key House battleground districts. Further, the effort includes deploying student teams into a dozen of the most competitive House battleground districts across the country, the organization said. SBA Pro-Life America said it has the goal of reaching 10.5 million voters across the country through canvassing, digital advertising, voter contact mail, and a robust early vote campaign as the races progress. The field team will specifically target pro-life voters who do not consistently participate in midterm elections, as well as what the organization called persuadable voters. Republicans simply cannot win without their pro-life base, especially in midterm elections when overall turnout drops. Pro-life voters are the heart and soul of the Republican Party, said Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of SBA Pro-Life America. America's premier pro-life voter contact program will reach over 10.5 million voters in the most critical House and Senate battlegrounds, including reaching 4.5 million voters at their doorsteps. Our mission is to fire up pro-life Americans who do not consistently vote in midterms and convince persuadable voters to reject the Democrats' extreme all-trimester abortion agenda. The party that once claimed the position of safe, legal and rare is now the party of abortion anytime, anywhere, paid for by the taxpayer. The Democrats have become unrecognizable as they continue to embrace second and third trimester abortions and won't even outlaw the killing of babies who survive failed abortions, she continued. We must retain our pro-life majorities in both houses to stop this extremism and prevent the abortion lobby from clawing back $500 million in taxpayer funding for their own political machine. Related, dozens of Planned Parenthood clinics closed in 2025. SBA Pro-Life America said it has the largest pro-life voter contact program in the country and pointed to its 2024 effort reaching 10 million voters in 8 battleground states. SBA was there from the beginning. Senator Tim Sheehy, our mount, said. They knocked over 100,000 doors in our state with 600,000 voters. That's a massive amount. And the most important thing they did was shatter the narrative that we were somehow radicals because we wanted to protect the lives of unborn children. The funding announcement comes after Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and Women Speak Out PAC announced three separate funding efforts targeting Democrats, including Democrat Roy Cooper's bid for North Carolina's open U.S. Senate seat, flipping Michigan's open U.S. Senate seat, and unseating Georgia Senator John Ossoff, DGA. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.